I've got those two hikers here with me, Justin Lichter.
Thanks for having us.
And Sean Forey.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So there's about 100 or so hikers that complete the PCT in the warmer season, but both of you chose the wintertime. Why, Sean, did you choose that season?
Well, Justin and I have both hiked the whole trail in the summertime in 2004, and we actually met on the trail towards the end. We stayed in contact over the years, have become really close hiking partners. We're always trying to push each other, and this trip in particular had a good combination of a new skill set. We were trying to incorporate winter skills. We really enjoy skiing, and I think really just experiencing a trail that we really love in a different season had all the elements to make a really good experience.
What were the first few days of the journey like?
Right before we started, we looked at the weather. It was kind of a habit that we'd have every time we'd leave town. Starting off, we had instantly a lot of rain and snow. The whole week, first week we traveled, that's what the forecast was predicting.
And this was in November?
This is in the end of October, heading into November. Turns out we had close to about a month straight of just cold, freezing rain or accumulating snowpack. So it's a good way to get your feet wet, literally, into the trail. And I think the reality of what the winter was going to entail set in pretty early.
In terms of planning for a trip like this, Justin, how do the two of you go about it?
We both plan a lot before and during the trip. We ended up planning enough and checking the weather enough that we could be in good spots when storms would come in. Like, we would either push miles before or wait in a town a few days before so that we would be in a good place, like lower or off the ridge when a storm came in. And that made it a little bit more forgiving at times that we would be in a better spot and be able to deal with those conditions that way.
Did you get any specific injuries you weren't expecting?
We definitely weren't expecting the frostbite. That was that cold snap that Sean mentioned that came in pretty early in the season before we were fully prepared with our full winter gear.
Even with all that rain and snow, we still had a lighter snowpack this year. Did you find that made a difference?
In some regards, it made the trip easier. In other regards, it made it a lot harder. And when you go into planning a trip like this, you're really anticipating at least an average snowpack. So you're basing your daily travel and mileages around being more on skis. With having a mix of rain and snow consistently throughout the trail, it made it tougher for our bodies to break in and feet to get accustomed to that. It's not ideal for skiing, so you're kind of making do with snowshoes. We ended up snowshoeing a lot more miles than we wanted to, which was a bit slower travel. And then heading through the High Sierra with a lighter snowpack, you know, we couldn't link turns on skis as much as we hoped. So it was a little bit slower travel, but the avalanche danger was much safer for the entirety of the trail.
And then with the ski conditions being so bad, we were constantly saying, oh man, that could have been really bad. We could have just tweaked our knee there. Or, man, I just fell on a rock. That could have been horrible. Like, any moment there could have been something where could have ended the trip in the High Sierras, definitely.
What surprised you most about the hike?
I think the fact that we completed it came as a surprise. I was joking all along that realistically, I think we gave ourselves like a 17% chance of completing this. Because again, coming back to just so many things have to line up for this trip, to just find yourself, I remember specifically like getting towards Christmas and seeing Christmas lights up on trail towns and buildings and just being like, wow, we're still out here at Christmas time. This feels really surreal.
Why would you only give yourself a 17% chance to finish?
It just sounded good. I think it just highlighted the how involved a trip like this was going to be in terms of being able to pull it off. And we were totally comfortable at the beginning knowing that it might take multiple attempts to be able to pull it off in a single season. And that was part of the excitement, was trying to figure out what we didn't know at the beginning, coming back to the drawing board if we needed to, and trying to iron out those details to make it a successful trip.
So as you're nearing the final days of your journey, what were you thinking about?
I was really excited that my family was going to come out and visit me. So I was thinking about just what that, seeing them there at the border was going to be like. This was the first time they've been able to come out and see me finish a trip like this. You know, you're thinking a lot about reflecting back on all the days prior and all the things you had to overcome.
So what would you say, Justin, was your best moment on the trail?
As far as a singular moment, I think it was pretty gratifying once we descended off Forrester Pass down the headwall, and that's the last pass through the High Sierra and the highest point.
How long had you been hiking at that point?
About 3.5 months or so, and that's the point where it's like, okay, we know we're going to complete this trip. That was the last, well, one of the cruxes of the trip, getting through the High Sierra. So it was definitely a moment of relief. Like, now all these storms could come in, and we're through the hardest stuff. But as far as like high points along the trip, it was amazing how supportive the trail community was. We'd have people contact us out of the blue that we didn't even know. Like, when you pass through here, there's a warm place to stay and a hot meal for you if you need it, which was great because we weren't seeing anybody on the trail for over 1,700 miles.
What does the Pacific Crest Trail mean to you?
The Pacific Crest Trail as a whole is just an amazing trail. To know that we have something like that here in the United States is such a feat for how much we appreciate setting land aside and conserving it and what wilderness means for people. I think if you ask anybody what they gain heading out into the woods and going for a walk, you know, that speaks volumes about why we feel conservation is such a big thing in this country. And, you know, I hope that listeners that identify with how your mind can wander and how therapeutic it is to go for a walk have a little glimpse into what it's like to be on the Pacific Crest Trail, even for a day or so.
The more people that get out and enjoy the wilderness, the more people that are going to value it, which would lead ultimately to increased conservation.
Well, thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ann.